Lord, always sing of grace, of grace above. Yes, of grace above. Sing with me, how great is our God. Always sing, how great, how great is our God. His name above all names.
Yes, Lord.
You are worthy of our praise, and our hearts we sing of grace is our God. Thank you for saving me. Thank you, my Lord. Thank you for saving me. Thank you, my Lord. Thank you for saving me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for saving me. Thank you, my Lord. Thank you for saving me. Thank you, my Lord. Thank you for saving me. Thank you, my Lord. Thank you for saving me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for saving me. Thank you. How excellent is your name, O Lord. How excellent is your name, O Lord. Jehovah, how excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. O Lord. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. O Lord. How powerful is your name, oh Lord. How powerful is your name, oh Lord. Jehovah, how powerful is your name. How powerful is your name. How powerful is your name, oh Lord. Lord, how powerful is your name. How powerful is your name. How powerful is
your name,
your name.
oh
You are highly lifted up.
highly lifted
There is
up.
no
There is
one
no
like
one like you. Nothing
Hallelujah.
you.
You are highly lifted up. There is
There
no
is
one like
no
you.
one like
Alleluia,
you. Hallelujah.
alleluia, alleluia, alleluia,
Hallelujah.
alleluia,
Hallelujah.
alleluia, alleluia,
Hallelujah.
alleluia,
Hallelujah.
amen. Father, we thank you. Let's worship him. Lord, we exalt you. Lord, we magnify you. We give you all the praises. We give you all the honor. We give you all the adorations this morning. We thank you for who you
Yes,
are.
Lord.
We thank you for what you've been
Lord,
doing in
Father,
our life.
we
We
thank you. We
thank you for
give
the
you praise. We give you
manifestation of your
honor. We
love
give
in
you
our
all
life. We
adoration.
thank
We
you for showing your
magnify you.
mercy, for constantly
Thank you,
being there
Jehovah
for us, for
Jireh. Thank you,
always showing
Jehovah
your
Nissi.
kindness, for always showing your love,
Father,
for
thank
always
you, Lord.
that there is no one to be compared to you. You are glorious God. You are merciful God. You are the Prince of Peace. You are the Lord of Lords. You are the Ahab that I am. The only one of Israel. Mighty one of holy. Father, we bless your holy name this hour. Lord, we exalt your holy name this moment. Lord, we give you all the adoration. Lord, we give you all the exaltation. We say, great are you, Lord. Greatly to be praised. Mighty man of war. Holy one of Israel. The one that reigned over the affairs of men. The one that sits on the throne of heaven and used the earth as it's supposed to. Mighty God. Awesome God. Living God. The one that lives in the affairs of men. Who rule the affairs of men.
Oh yes, Lord, Mashiri Musanda Kaba Baba Baba, mighty God, O Lord, we thank you, O Lord. We give you praise, O Lord, the power that sustains all things, O Lord. We give you praise, O Lord, for your genuine love upon our life, O Lord. Father, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we give you praise, Lord.
We are praying. Amen. Today's topic, talking about being a blessing to someone. So I want us to pray that this morning, Lord, as we have come to hear from you, Lord, let me not just be the hearer of the word, but let me be the doer of this word in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. That is there anyone mm-hmm. out there, Lord, that you are prepared that must be blessed by me? Don't let me miss that opportunity. That Lord, yes. Lord, help mm-hmm. me, Lord God Almighty, to recognize where I need to function to be a blessing to anyone out there that you have prepared my life to be a blessing for. Mm-hmm. Father, don't let me miss out on them in the mighty name
in
of Jesus
mighty
Christ.
Name Father, Jesus
pray,
Christ,
Lord, that I have come to hear from
Lord
you
Almighty,
this morning.
Lord,
Father, give me that enablement,
Lord, this morning,
you
Lord, Father, Lord,
to be
Almighty,
to
Lord, that will not just be
not
the hearer, but the
wealth
of your word,
oh
Lord, Father, Lord, Almighty,
who
Lord, as you are preparing us, oh Lord, to be a blessing to others, oh Lord, Father, Lord, Almighty, help us, oh Lord, not to be stingy, not to be greedy, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In our deliberation, in our conversation, Holy Spirit, have your way. Take absolute control
Amen.
This morning. Express the mind
Amen.
Of God to us this morning. As we go into your word, let the word of your that we are going to hear this morning, let it cause liberation in our lives. That any
Amen.
Form of bondage in our life that's not letting us to express your love genuinely, to share your love genuinely. Father, this morning, we break ourselves out of that bondage in the mighty name
Amen.
Of Jesus Christ. We receive freedom to represent you. We receive freedom to be a blessing on your behalf in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father,
Amen.
We bless you. We give you praise.
You,
in Jesus'
you,
mighty name, we are praying.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Welcome, everybody. Welcome. Another beautiful day. The month is actually gone. Today is the 22nd day of the month of March. And we're marching forward. And we thank God because this past week, God has been speaking generously to us. He has started the week out with us generously, giving us a lot of instruction on how to navigate this world, how to live responsibly in this world, how to represent him right in this world so that we will not just come through this world and not able to stand and say, yes, Lord, I'm grateful because you have given me the opportunity. Because at the day one on Monday, it talks about we need to stop worrying. We need to rise above worry. Because when we worry too much, there is a lot there's a lot of disadvantage. When worry take over our life, disadvantage of it is that we will not be appreciated. Out of gratitude will be so far away from us. And God did not like that. So when we are not worried, we are able to look at what God has done, how God has operated in our lives, and then we'll be able to give glory to God. And when we give glory to God for what is done, it produces the great and its promises, its will come into fruition in our life. And on Tuesday, we talked about your Boaz season, which is actually very important because when you are grateful to God, when you know that God is the one ruling you, it doesn't matter what the circumstances say. Circumstances always turn around to the glory of God. And we saw the life of Ruth, even Ruth and Naomi, when they come back, even the circumstances doesn't look like it's going to be good, but because they believe in God, they are not worried about what is going to happen, and they trusted God, God turned things around, and Ruth became married to Boaz. And today, and we just keep going, and God now taught us a very important lesson. And on Wednesday, start telling us that the only thing that make them excel is understanding who God is, and then trusting in his word. Trusting in his word. But first, on Wednesday, we got to understand that trusting God works is accepting what God has done on the cross. Period. What Jesus Christ did. Accepting Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior. Because when you accept him and you forgive yourself from the error, from the things that you have done, just like Naomi, even though Naomi came back, she still did not forgive herself of what had happened because she named herself Naomi. But God reminded her that, yes, there's still hope. Because Ruth, that she gained as a daughter that came back with her, wasn't her own doing, it was God's doing. And then she capitalized on that and then introduced Ruth to Boaz. And things turned around for her. Because even though in the midst of that distress, in the midst of a depressive moment, God can still act. And we saw that the word of God come into fruition, that yes, though it was rough for Naomi, she accepted that God still reigned over our lives, and things start turning around for her. And we talked yesterday as well on that we need to pass through all the tests. We need to look beyond the tests and continue to push forward, because we saw that Ruth did push forward by not giving in and just saying that I'm just going to sit up and not to. We push forward. All the difficult exam, all the tests that she came through, she passed through them and she excel through them. And what is that telling us? That we leave the word of God. We let the word of God be our breathe in and breathe out, our acting, our act out, that nothing else should matter but the word of God in our lives. And that's what we discussed yesterday. Because when we start chewing and digesting and letting the word of God be a meal, that daily, every moment, every hours of our life, we meditate in it, as it is written. We mentioned yesterday, Mommy mentioned yesterday, that the book of this law shall not depart out of your mouth, but thou shalt meditate on it day and night, so that you may, so that you will observe what is written in it. That is the key word, that the word of God is not just what you meditate, it's not just what you learn, it's not just what you do, but you live it. So you will leave it. And that's what we discussed yesterday. And today is talking today, the same thing, part three of our study today says, standing on that word of God. Because if you believe, accept the word of God, and you allow the word of God to start being the one in charge of your life, controlling your life, then what do you do with that word? You're living it. You're doing it. What do you do with it? Well, we go to today's topic that said you need to dispatch the word of God. You need to let the word of God be a blessing to somebody. Not only you. The word of God is not just for you. Be a blessing to someone. And glory be to God, because the word, the Bible verse of today is talking about sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because when you take it in and you accepted him and you're living him, you want to share it. It's in the sharing that blessings comes. It's in the sharing that blessings increase. It is in the sharing that everything that you sow, you start coming to realizing. So part three of today's trusting, standing on God's word, part three. And now we take the Bible test today. It's going to be taken out of the book of Proverbs, Proverbs 27 verse 3. Proverbs 27 verse 3. And if you have your Bible, we can open it and we read it together. I'm going to read from verse 19. Proverbs 27 from verse 19. So let's go into it together and see what the Lord is saying here. Because God, whenever the word of God comes out, it is for us to accept it, digest it, chew it first. Think about it, meditate on it, put it here, put it there, and then swallow it. Make sure that you get to all the corner, all the taste, take all the taste out of it, all the nutrient out of it, and then you swallow it so it can do the work which the word of God is created for. So I will read from verse 19. He said, as water reflects the face, so one's life reflects its heart. Because that works. That number, verse 19, speaks so much. That verse 19 speaks so much. As water reflect. Are you with me? Reflect the face in the face. So one's life is reflect in his heart. And when your heart is not giving to God, what you will produce will just be nothing. But if you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, brethren, I'm telling you only going to offer Christ. If God is all that you think of, you can only offer God, which is love. And verse 20, which is our verse for today, says, death and destruction are never satisfied, and neither a human eyes. Neither are human eyes. So the eyes of a man will never get satisfaction, which is the part B of it, which is what we use as our subject today. So let me read quickly so I can have a little commentary on today's topic, and then we take some contribution, because it's vital to know that we're the hand of God, we're the mouthpiece of God. We are the eyes of God. We are the ears of God. We are the nose of God. We are the feet of God. We are the body of God to go and dispense. And God has planted us. So we should produce the good thing of the Lord. Because if all that we think about is that, okay, everything we have belongs to us, everything that we need, everything that we have, we must keep it. We are now doing ourselves injustice. So let's read. So when you are controlled by materialism, the flawed philosophy behind materialism is that you want more and more and more. So, and it's the result of eyes trouble. Because when your eyes see this, you like. When your eyes see that, you like. And when your eyes see that, you like. So you want to get everything. That is the materialism attitude. Materialistic attitude. And once you are resulting that, because it's coming from your eyes. But the Bible now tells us in what we just read in that Proverbs chapter 20, verse 20, chapter 27, verse 20, he said, the eyes of a man will never get satisfaction. Because when you see one, you take. When you see two, you take. When you see three, you take. And everything that your eyes see, you like and you want them. And there can be never a satisfaction for the person that live based that life is based on materialism. It's okay to want a nice home. There is nothing wrong with it. It's okay to want a reliable car because you need to transport here and there. There's nothing wrong with it. It's okay to have financial security. There's nothing wrong with it because God has promised all of those things that when you seek first my kingdom and my righteousness, all of these things, a nice house, a reliable home, a reliable car, a financial security, God said, I will provide them. And when you give yourself to Him, like we've studied for the past 1 week, that yes, we have surrendered to Him. His word is what we're living by. His word is what we're eating, we're chewing, we're obeying, and we let it be a lifestyle that we live in. By doing that, we become a good steward. And when you are a steward of the word, brethren, when you become a steward of the word, you don't have to produce anything better than the word itself. Hallelujah. So when you become the steward of the word, that yes, God's word is what you are living by, then, brethren, sky is the limit for you. I continue reading. And by the way, those that are online, this material is actually available on the RCCG VT Chantilly, RCCG VT Chantilly, Instagram, Facebook, to Twitter, every social platform. You can see this material in there. You can take it and read it. It's for you to use and digest. So I continue to read. It's a God will provide all of those good things. When you are a good steward of what He has already entrusted you with, what did God already entrusted you with? God already entrusted you with life. He has entrusted you with eyes, with mouth, with body, with your ability for you to be a representative of him. He has entrusted you with the Lord himself. When you are a good steward of what God has entrusted you with, everything will be fulfilled. Everything that you need to get done will be fulfilled. And I continue to read. He said, let me go back a little bit. He said, when you are a good steward of what God has already entrusted you with, but when you want more than you need or more than what you require to fulfill it, the Bible calls it a vanity. So a lifestyle that you have, that God has given you, it's a process. It's a lifestyle of humility. It's a lifestyle of surrendering. It's a lifestyle of looking for the will of God to be fulfilled in your life. But often, what do we see? Our eyes sees, we want. Our eyes want, we go after it. And everything, we just acquire more and more and more and more because we've lost focus on who we are. Materialism becomes the mini God that we go after. The world could be defined as being empty when it's vanity, hollow, and without purpose. The more you have, the more problem that you acquire. As a matter of fact, the more load that you have, the more difficult it becomes for you to move forward. I give you a very logical example. You have a big house. You furnish the house. You have everything in the house. Maybe per adventure, you have two car garages. All the rooms are filled with furniture. And now the time for you to move to a smaller place. What do you do with all the other things that you have in there? Did they become absolute or they grow more? So, when you start putting things in perspectives on what God expects from you, you will focus more on building your treasure in heaven. I'm not saying you shouldn't acquire things that are comfortable on the face of the earth. God will provide those things, but don't let them be the motivating factor of what your relationship with God will be. And may God help us to focus on what's important, because the heart, like that Proverbs chapter 27, verse 19 said, as water reflects the face, so one's life reflects his heart. And may God help us to focus on what is important. The work will be defined as being empty, hollow, and without purpose. Solomon write this. He who loves silver will not be satisfied with silver. Are you hearing that? Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 10. Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 10. He said, he who loves silver will not be satisfied with silver, nor will he love abundance. Or we who loves abundance with increase. You like more, you will not be satisfied with more. You just want more. But this is also vanity. So before you ask God for prosperity, ask him to reveal your life purpose before they are directly linked. They both are directly linked. Your life purpose and whatever you achieve and whatever you have, they are all linked together. They are all linked together. They are not separate. Who you are going to become tomorrow is linked to what God planned for you. But if you miss that call to say, God, what is your plan for my life? And you're chasing what everybody else is chasing, you may lose your purpose. And what God wants to do in your life, you may not be able to realize them. But I pray for you today that things that will make you lose God's purpose for your life, God will take you away from it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Solomon, before you ask God for prosperity, ask him to reveal your life's purpose, because they are directly linked. Jesus said, a man's life consists not in the abundance of things which he or her possesses. Your life doesn't consist of all those things that you have. Because when the time comes that you go, are they going to bury you with the house? Are you going to carry that gold? Even the money you have in the bank, are they going to go with you? No. God used different measures stick. And his words say he is able to bless you abundantly so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. Today's telling us that what we have, it belongs to God. And because it belongs to God, we need to dispatch it to somebody else. We need to be generous in whatever we're doing. We need to be a distributor of God's blessing in our lives. But we must be wise while we're doing it, by the leading of the Holy Spirit. Because yes, if you dispatch God's property in your care lavishly, unguided, then you are accountable for it. You will have to explain to God, why did you do it the way you do it? Having all that you need, you will always abound in good works. Now, he will supply seed to the sower and bread for the food. We also what? Supply and increase your store of seed, and we enlarge the harvest of your righteousness. You will be what? Enriched in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion. Not once in a while that you'll be generous, but in every occasion, be guided, be directed, be led by the Holy Spirit to become generous in every occasion. And generous will result in thanksgiving to God. This morning at work, a gentleman came up to me and was telling me, the pastor, pray for me. I said, I'm praying for you. And God is going to give testimony. He said, this past week, God has transformed his life. And what transformed his life? He said, God just spoke to him that there is a people in his own town at home that needed something. He didn't know these people. He had no idea who they are. And all he did is God directed him to that church, to call that church and call, talk to that pastor and tell that pastor, this is what you need to do. That pastor happened to be the man that God sent him to. The family are going through distress. The daughter was in the hospital. They had no food in their home. This is pastor in the church of a rural area in Ethiopia. And he called them and they tell them what is going on. God sent me to you to do this, to do that, to do that. And the woman started crying and saying, God, you are truly God. And when he sent them the little money that he had, he doesn't have that much to them. All the things that they need to get done, the child in the hospital bill was paid, the food in their house was paid, everything that they're looking for was done. And that's what we're talking about. What has God blessed you with that you can bless somebody with? But you are waiting on somebody else to bless you when you have not blessed somebody else. It doesn't work that way. You must give out to receive. And that's what he's saying. God that bless this, give the seed to the sower. Because before you can become a sower, there must be a planting. Are you with me? There must be a seed for you to plant before you can sow into somebody's life. If you do not plant, there is nothing for you to harvest to sow into somebody's life. And when you start sowing to other people's life, what testimony my brother gave this morning, we become your testimony. Because what happened? Those family that he helped are thanking God because it did not come from him. It was God that directed him to do what he did. And who received the glory? He didn't receive the glory. God received the glory. Is God willing to bless you financially? Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. But only when you are willing to be a conduit, to be the one that will step forward, to be the one that will take a step, to be the one that will move, take a move to distribute his blessings instead of holding it. I want a big car. I want a better career. I want more money in the bank. I want this. I want that. And what do you do with them? They're in your closet. They're in your possession. They're in your home. Then what do you do with them when you are gone? What is going to happen to them? They still have your name on it. Brethren, it's time to start being God's hand. Start being God's eye. Start being God's mouth. Start being God's leg. Start being God's purpose on the face of the earth. Start giving what God has given you out. And when you start doing that, brethren, I can guarantee you, sky become small for what God can do in your life or what God will do in your life. Because if you read today, in vision today, it says, so faith coming by hearing and by hearing of the word of God. By hearing of the word of God. News about Christ. Good news about Christ. This message you've had, you must go out and spread it out. This good thing that God has given you, you must go out and give it out. The blessing that God has given you, you must go out and give it out. If you're not giving it out, then you are not serving your purpose as a child of God. And my prayer is that God will help us to continue to serve his purpose in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I'm going to pause for some contribution this morning. Please, the floor is open. Let's have some feedback this morning on this subject. The standing on God's word. Standing on God's word. Because Proverbs chapter 11 verse 25 also said that, yeah, be a blessing to someone today. Be a blessing to someone today. Be a blessing to someone today. Make up your mind and continue to allow God to lead you to be a blessing to others. May God give us the grace to do that in Jesus' name. Let me pause for some contribution this morning. Welcome. The floor is open. Welcome, everybody. Thank you for joining. Hallelujah. Let's get some
praise
feedback.
The Lord.
Hallelujah. Good morning, ma'am.
Thank you so much, Pastor. I just love the way you took today's, teaching. It's really very important because it's really detailed. I like the way it was detailed to the point that anybody can actually, can relate with it. And this is most important thing of, teaching and getting the word of God, so that way we can be able to, if we can be able to relate, it will be easy for us to actually start practicing or living it. And that's the purpose of his word. And if we look at everything that was read today, even that Proverbs 27 that was read, the eyes of a man never satisfy. Honestly, we never get satisfied. And going back, living the word of God, it's only when we live the word of God that will make us to be satisfied. This word, everything in the word, you just want to keep acquiring. You just want to get it. You just want to have this. You just want to have that. You just want to do this. You just want to do that. But as we are acquiring, as we are going around, getting everything, one thing that we are missing is the word of God. Because obviously, if the word of God is not missing in our life, all these things, honestly, no one will be teaching us or telling us what to do. Because we'll have read it. In the life of Solomon, we see what happened to Solomon. Solomon used every bit of the gift that God given to him to enrich himself. He uses everything. He make best use of it. But the only mistake was that it was for him and him alone. Solomon was loaded in terms of gift, not just one aspect. God, he kept on pouring onto Solomon. But as God is pouring to Solomon, Solomon remained container. Solomon wasn't a vessel. And that was what, if you look at the end of Solomon's life, that's the reason why he ended up that way. But because God loves us so much, and that's the reason why God is telling us that this book, this word of mine, which I've given to you, meditate on it day and night so you can prosper. God knows that the only way we can prosper is by keeping his word. It's not like Solomon does not know the word of God. But he did not keep it. The only thing he kept was that gift. And he kept on, kept asking, that gift kept asking more of him, more, more, more. And as we all know, our eyes have a trouble. That the eyes wants more. Every time all the eyes want is more. But today God is telling us that he can even give us more than what Solomon has acquired. Only if we use it according to his will. Only if we channel it to his purpose. He can bless us. God is always he's always in that way of blessing us.
Business of blessing.
It's a business of blessing. That is what God is all about. But he wants us to bless others as we are receiving it. That we should be a vessel. Because we are his hand. We are his mouth. We are his leg. And that's one of the things that Jesus did. I think in the book of Luke, maybe 4 or 3, when the people, find out that Jesus is filled of so much, power. The Holy Spirit is working in him with authority and power, full of miracle. And we can see when it got to, is it Capernaum? In the city of Capernaum. They want to hold him because he did more miracle in that city than any other places. And the moment they realize that, Jesus is doing more miracle, and they want to hold him over there. They want to head him down. They want to keep him there. But Jesus was now telling them that you don't understand the reason why I have come. So, which means the reason why God has given you and I the gift is to spread it. And that's the reason why Jesus was making it clear to them that I have come to do the business of my Father. I did not come on my own. And that's where the, King of Jews started from, because they want to make him the King of Jew right there. Because they see that he's full of authority. But he said, no, the gospel needs to be preached to others, not only in this city alone. And that's how he sneak out in between them to make sure he gets other people get part of him. And that's the same thing God is telling us today. With all the riches, with all the goodness, with all the blessings that we have received, God wants us to actually channel it out to other people, be a blessing to other, so they can hear of him. So people that they don't know about the gospel of Christ can actually be rich through our generosity to them. That is the purpose of all the blessing that we have in God. And God will keep pouring unto us. If we can do that, be generous. God wants us to be a generous, person, a good steward, because that is who he's looking for. He's looking for a good steward that he can pour more onto. So we can be a distributor of God's blessing. We can be a conduit a blessing to other. And I pray that the Lord will help us in the mighty name of Jesus, that as we are receiving, please, let's continue to be giving it out. The Lord will help us in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen, 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 amen. Thank you very much, Pastor Mrs., for for that contribution. yes, he expects us to give back. He expects us to be that person that he can count on. And once we accepted him as our Lord and Savior, and we're living by his word daily, and we let his word be the rule in our life, we should share that word. We should share his love. We should share his goodness. And may God give us that grace to do that in Jesus' name. Any other contribution this morning? I know we are not that many online. And if anybody
has been.
Good morning, Mommy. Welcome.
Good morning, Mommy. Welcome.
Good morning, sir. Well done, sir. God bless you, sir. Thank you very much. Thank you, Pastor Mrs. I might be coming in from a different angle, looking at this. The eyes of man are never satisfied, and standing on the word of God, on God's word. Thank God. Thank you, Pastor Mrs., for reminding us of that Sunday school lesson, whether we are vessels or we are containers, or, you know, just taking, and not allowing it to flow. Thank you for reminding us. I think we need to revisit that lesson to get properly blessed. I want to thank God first and foremost for his provision for us. You know, it's like every time we are fighting from the place of victory. Victory is already provided in everything. Abundance is provided. That's in his word. If it is in the place of need, he said, I will supply all your needs according to the riches. Christ will do that according to his riches in glory. If it is from the place of sickness, it says, by his stripes, we were healed. It has been done. It has been done. So we are fighting or walking from the place of victory.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
We have abundance. But that does not mean we should not walk. You know, that does not mean we should not know the purpose of God for our life. In fact, the purpose of God for our life is so important, like the writer enumerated. When we know the provision of God, then we walk from that area. I am blessed. It's not that I will be blessed. I am blessed. So we are walking from blessing. You know, that is why we begin to now walk. It's not that I am blessed and then you go and sleep. No. You won't be standing on the word of God like that. The word of God says, I am blessed. Yes, the word of God says so. But God will only bless what you do. It's what you are doing that he will bless.
Yes, yes.
And when he blesses what you are doing, he expects you to now give.
Hallelujah.
In other words, God does not encourage laziness. We cannot afford to be lazy. You know, we have to put in our best everywhere we find ourselves, because it is when we are doing that we get blessed, and then the blessing, not just blessed, you now become a blessing unto others. But when you are not blessed, how can you be a blessing? How can you be a blessing if you are not blessed? But God has said he will bless you. We must also be able to determine our wants from our needs. Many times it is the want. That's why that proverb says the eyes is never satisfied. It is want. I want this. When you are wanting, ask yourself, do I need this thing that I am wanting? Sometimes we don't need some things. We just acquire them. We don't need them. We must be able to demarcate our wants from our needs. Because God did not, the scripture did not say he will supply all your wants. The scripture says, I will supply all your needs. I think Christians, we need to be careful in this area. Many times we go out and put ourselves under unnecessary pressure. And God did not say he wants to bless your wants. He wants to bless your needs such that you will not lack. If you are running after wants, then you begin to lack. And then the blessing that God has proposed, that you will be unto some people with a view to bringing them into the kingdom, you will miss it. So we need to check. Sometimes, especially with due respect to us women, you know, we go out wanting unnecessary things. Unnecessary. God Almighty will grant us the grace, you know, to be able to do that which we are supposed to do so that we will be enriched. You know, part of the money that, or maybe money, maybe resources that you will have used to be a blessing unto other is being wasted in the place of wants. So God will help us.
Amen.
The provision is made. We need wisdom here. Thank God for that contribution from Pastor Mrs. concerning wisdom. You know, wisdom, wisdom, wisdom. The book of Ecclesiastes tells us so much about this thing that after doing everything, I want this, he got it. I want that, he got it. At the end of the day, he discovered that everything is vanity. That is why we need to be careful in our wants and needs. Pursue your needs. Pursue them with every vigor that you have in you, because the blessing is already waiting. God himself knows that it is a need for you. And he will make sure that you prosper. Because the Bible tells us that. The word says it. That I wish that you prosper, even as thy prospereth. So for as long as you are living, God wants you to prosper. But what is the definition of your being prosperous? What is the purpose of your being prosperous? If your purpose of being prosperous is to satisfy wants, you might walk into problem. If your purpose of, you know, wanting to be prosperous is to fulfill the will of God in your life, then you might be on the, in fact, you are on the right path. And you will see that you will never lack, because you are not chasing shadow. You are not chasing shadow. You are not running, you know, about for unnecessary things. The basic things of life. Good thing of life. Because the our Father is the owner of the cattle upon 1,000 hills. In other words, he's prosperous.
Yes.
He's prosperous, and he wants us to be prosperous because we are branches from him. So I pray that God will open our eyes,
man,
you know, to these things, because they are so intertwined. Many times when you look at it, when you read, until you sit down and ponder, it is when you ponder on those things. If we are going to get something, do I need this thing? Have I sought God concerning it? Did God say yes? Sometimes we say, I will keep doing it. If it goes right, then God says yes. Sometimes it may not be like that, but then we need to seek God, you know, because in whatever we are doing, we are coming from the victory side. Yes. Victory is ours already. But we need to do our bit, having in mind the purpose of God for our lives and for what we are doing. May the Lord help us in Jesus' name.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Mommy. Thank you for that powerful contribution. You know, God will bless the work that you do. That is outstanding. And we're coming from the side of victory, because God already done everything. All we need to do is obey him and align with his will, and we'll be blessed. Because all we need to do, if you don't have any seeds to sow, what do you think God is going to bless? A farmer that doesn't have a seed to plant, he just have a land. You got to have a seed to plant. And God said, it is the work of your hand that I will bless. And God has given you something that he can use to bless somebody. And may God give us that grace to use that thing which God has blessed us with in the mighty name of Jesus. If you don't have Jesus Christ or know Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, it's an opportunity this hour. I know people will tell you, you don't need Jesus, you whatever you want to do, but I tell you, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you're missing out. You're missing out because guess what? What will it profit you to gain the whole world, to gain everything? You enjoy yourself. You have the car. You have the home. You have the money. You have everything you want. And all of a sudden, one day, you left them behind and you wake up. Bible said it is appointed to man to die once. After death, it's judgment. If you don't know him, then that judgment will not be on the good side. So this morning, all we want to give is an opportunity. To say, Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sin. I believe you died for me. I believe you rose from death for me. I believe you're the Son of God. This morning, I confess you as my Lord and personal Savior. If you say that prayer, we pray that the Holy Spirit fall upon you. Holy Spirit start leading you and guide you. You cannot do it on your own. You must find a Bible-believing church close to you. Tell them you've accepted Christ and start talking to them. They will start working with you, get with the program of praying and following up and reading the Bible. If you can't find a church, go on the internet. Type rccg.org, rccg.org. Put your address or your zip code in there. You will find the Redeemed Christian Church of God close to you. Tell them you've accepted Christ and they will walk with you. And for the rest of us, we know God has blessed us, except if we want to deceive ourselves. God has blessed us tremendously, except if we want to deceive ourselves. So all we need to do this morning is to say, God, where I need to function for you, Lord, open my eyes to see it. The seed which you have given me to plant and it's grown and I have enjoyed all the fruit of it, but I am not sharing the fruit. Lord, forgive me today. From today onward, give me the grace to start sharing that fruit in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And I will ask me, Mommy Ladapo, to pray for us this morning for the weekend. That Lord, that area that I need to be functioning for you, remember today, it's a good Friday. So I want to pray that Lord God Almighty, every area of my life, I'm sorry, the Palm Sunday is coming on a couple of more days, but you know, we have all this thing piling up and Jesus Christ came to the world for us to be able to enjoy all of this good thing. That Lord, what is it that you have for me for others to enjoy that I have not started to be given? Lord, this morning, I surrender myself into your hand. Help me, Lord, to start giving them. Help me, Lord, to start giving them in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let's start asking God that, God, help me to start giving up what you have given me. The seed which you have planted, you've helped me to plant. Lord, help me, Lord God Almighty, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you. King of glory, we bless your holy name. We give you all the adoration this morning. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen, 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 amen. Mommy, you can pray for us, please.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Our Father and our God, we thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
King of glory, we adore you.
Thank you, Lord.
We magnify your name.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for the gift of life.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for the salvation of our souls.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for calling us and thank you for making us to heed to your call.
Thank you, Lord.
We appreciate your faithfulness.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father, for the victory that you have reserved for us.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus, who has come to die for us in once and for all atonement for every sin that we might have committed. Thank you, Lord, for the forgiveness of our sins.
We
appreciate you, God. We are grateful.
We thank you.
Holy Spirit of God, we thank you.
Thank you,
thank you for hiding in these dirty vessels of ours. Lord, we ask by your grace and mercy that you will uphold us with your righteous right.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
My Father, my God, we appreciate you for this lesson that we have been on in a while.
Yes.
Standing on your word, our Father and our God. The scriptures tell us, thy word have I hid in my heart so that I would not sin against you. Father, Lord, teach us to keep your word in our hearts.
Amen.
It's when we keep your word in our hearts, amen, that we begin to do.
Yes, Lord.
Lord God Almighty, for every word of yours that come that we come across, help us to keep it in our hearts. Amen. Let us walk in your word, O Lord. Amen. Let us stand on your word. Amen. Let us begin to walk your walk and amen, talk your
amen,
in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
My Father, God, every area of our life where we have been failing, we ask, Lord, for grace today.
Yes,
we ask for us to be doers of your word, O Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Father, to be doers of your word, O Lord. You have determined to bless us, O Lord.
Yes, Lord.
You have that we should be blessings, O Lord. Everything that has been stopping us from fulfilling that which you propose for our lives, Lord, we come this morning and we say, Baba, help us,
amen,
to overcome them.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, amen, Christ. Vanity that we continue to chase, Lord, we look up unto you for strength and grace to overcome them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father and our God, we know that already you have blotted out our transgressions. Lord, we will not walk in these transgressions any longer in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord God Almighty, we pray, O Lord, that your word that we so much keep in our hearts will prevent us from falling.
Amen.
It will prevent us running after unnecessary things so that we can come to the fulfillment of your purpose for our lives in the name of Jesus. Amen. Father, we pray this morning, Lord, for everyone on this platform, every member of this church, every person that will listen to this program, that we shall fulfill purpose.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus,
amen,
God. We fulfill purpose in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
For people may not know their purpose, Lord, reveal unto them.
Amen.
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ. My Father and my God, I appreciate you on behalf of everyone that you have used on this platform this week. Thank you for wisdom upon their lives, O Lord. Thank you, every contributor, O Lord. Thank you for your wisdom, Lord God Almighty.
Lord,
in the name of the Lord, you will enlarge our code. In the name of Jesus,
yes,
we all should not be found wanting in the name of the Lord Jesus,
yes,
Christ. Father, my God, as we go on this weekend, O Lord, the Lord, going on a weekend does not mean going away from
yes,
you.
Yes.
Lord, we know you. Lord, you will speak with us.
Yes.
Lord, you will with us, O Lord.
Yes.
Lord, every we have been falling, you will help us, Father. In the name of Jesus, we commit the part of today into your hand, O Lord. We cover everyone at work and even the children, we cover them with the blood of Jesus. We Lord that speak better things than the blood of righteous Abel, will speak for them in the name of Jesus. Your hand will be upon each and every one of us in the name of Jesus. For our here, for those who will tune in, O Lord, Lord God Almighty, make this word real to them, O Lord.
Amen.
Let them as they go through it, O Lord. Let our lives jointly be changed for your glory.
Amen.
Let us all become blessings together, amen, to fulfillment of purpose for our various lives in
amen,
the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, we thank you, know that you will do exceeding abundantly,
yes,
even above that which we can ask, according to the power that works in us. In the precious name of Jesus, we have prayed.
Amen, 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 amen. Let us share the grace. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God,
Father, and the Spirit of the Holy Spirit, be with us now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.
Goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever.
Amen. And the Lord has blessed Sister Rebecca.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you, everybody, for joining. God bless you. Cover you with the blood of Jesus. Have a wonderful weekend, and God bless you. Thank you for joining.
Bye.
Good day. Bye-bye. Jesus.